Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Ukraine has detonated explosives in an underwater strike on the Kursk Bridge, which links mainland Russia with occupied Crimea. This news comes as the US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth becomes the first Pentagon chief to skip a monthly meeting which coordinates military aid to Ukraine. Mr. Hegseth will be in Brussels later today ahead of a NATO defense meeting, and we're joined from there by Europe correspondent with Euronews, Shona Murray. Shona, good morning and thank you for being with us. So Pete Hegseth is not going to that monthly meeting today. Is that seen as the latest signal that the Trump administration has little interest now in supporting Ukraine beyond repeatedly asking both sides to stop fighting?
It is a bit of a signal. I mean, the Ukraine Defense Contact Group was set up in the aftermath of the Ukraine, the war in Ukraine, the Russian full-scale invasion, and was always chaired by the United States under Lloyd Austin, the former Secretary of Defense for the United States. And then even when it was suggested to Lloyd Austin during the Biden administration that perhaps it could be rotated with European allies, he point blank refused and said it was something very important regarding European leadership or American leadership at NATO. And then when the Trump administration came in, Hegseth decided he would not chair it, relinquished that to the UK and Germany, and now he's decided to skip it. So it's undoubtedly a sign. I mean, speaking to NATO officials over the last few days, they've also said that they don't expect the United States to give any more military support for Ukraine, similar to what, you know, US Congress did before the 60 billion euro tranche under the Biden administration. They said they'd potentially sell it to Ukraine through loans, or that the Europeans would have to buy it. So it's a very dramatic shift in American support to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. So this lays it all on the door, really, of Europe, and in particular Germany and Britain, who've taken the lead on the coordination group here. They can't, though, can they, as things currently stand, fill the gap, Shona, left by the US now not sending those weapons without expecting payback to Ukraine?
That's what they're trying to do at the moment. Ukraine Defense Contact Group isn't just NATO. It's 32 countries plus around 20 other allies, countries that are not in NATO but supporting Ukraine. And now what we'll hear over the next couple of days is that Europe really needs to fill the gap for support with Ukraine, which means that defense spending in NATO will have to go from 2% of GDP to 5% of GDP. At least 3.5% of that will have to go on immediate defense spending, which will be weapons towards Ukraine, as well as defending one NATO territory. Deterrence essentially as well. And then 1.5% of that would go on so the other military spending around cyber attacks and critical infrastructure. So that is a huge stark increase in NATO defense spending over the next few years. And the idea is to fill the gap so that the United States will no longer be a part of basically supporting European security. And Ukraine is very much part of that. And we've heard the United States saying this time and time again, that they're pivoting towards Asia. There's also 100,000 American troops on NATO territory, mainly based in Italy and other parts. And there are concerns that the United States will start to withdraw all of those troops eventually.
Mm-hmm. So all of this leads us to the NATO defence meeting tomorrow. And Pete Hegseth is expected to go to that, isn't he?
That's right, because that will be not necessarily just about Ukraine, although Ukraine will be part of it. That will be about NATO spending. And we know the United States is saying that the US has to shift, or that NATO allies have to shift the burden from the United States to Europe to protect Ukraine and also European security. I mean, that's the only way that the United States will stay in the alliance. If the United States were to walk away from NATO, NATO wouldn't exist anymore. And I think it's really concerning for Europe to hear the likes of Hegseth say that they're going to be focusing on or pivoting to the theatre of China, the South China Sea, the Indo-Pacific, and sort of not taking on board what's happening in Europe. Because we heard just there from Mark Rutte, the Secretary General of NATO, he's saying that Russia can target NATO territory and Europe within the next 3 to 5 years, and it's really reconstituting its military at a rapid pace. So it's very, very concerning. And remember, all of this is because also the United States would like to separate the relationship between Russia and China and try to give Russia some incentives for that. So that's why we don't see any hardcore pressure on Russia to sign a peace agreement with Ukraine, particularly also, Claire, because the battlefield is very difficult for Ukraine at the moment.
And tell me a little more about why there is some doubt over whether Vladimir Zelensky will attend the NATO defense meeting.
So Zelensky will be invited to the dinner. But this time last year at the US, the US held this summit and it was under Joe Biden. And Ukraine was given what was described as an indestructible path towards NATO membership. And Zelensky was present. I covered it. He was, Ukraine was really front and center of the whole event summit. This time round, Ukraine is invited, but we don't know to what extent. Will President Zelensky be there for all of the meetings? It's over a 2-day period. Mark Rutte wouldn't give any indication about that today. And he just had a press conference a few minutes ago. He said the program will be published soon. And the, basically, the concern is that the United States or Trump doesn't want Zelensky to be present. And it looks like NATO is rolling back on the promises that it gave to Ukraine just this time last year under the Biden administration. I mean, I know that Zelensky will be at the dinner with the Dutch king because the event is going to be held in the Hague. Mm-hmm. But his presence will be very limited. That's pretty clear. And obviously, that is a massive shift. But it's also NATO rolling back on the promises it gave to Ukraine.
Yeah, and you'd have to wonder, you know, how much influence the Americans are having on that decision, on NATO, and they're influenced in turn by Vladimir Putin and what he ultimately wants.
Entirely. I mean, this is really the problem, because this is a discussion that's been ongoing for months. I mean, you speak to any NATO official and they say, well, we're concerned that whatever America decides, whether it's coming from the United States or it's coming from a discussion with the Kremlin, and it's part of what the Kremlin has wanted. And we know that, you know, from the very outset, before the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, the Kremlin had been demanding that NATO vows not to let Ukraine become a member. And NATO obviously said, well, you can't have the Kremlin deciding who becomes a member of our alliance. And this could be particularly that, you know, that Ukraine's presence at NATO, is it coming from a demand from the Kremlin to the United States? Because remember, as I said, the United States would like to separate Russia and China and have a much closer relationship with Russia as a result of that, because mm-hmm. China is, you know, much more of a, the US is much more of a confrontational relationship with China at the moment.
Shona, thanks very much for bringing us up to date with all of that. Shona Murray there, Europe correspondent with Euronews.